Hi everybody, it's Michelle from Booth Sounds here. Didn't get my wish today. It's now proving to be lightly showering. Not thrilled with that. And here's me with my last visit to the community garden. So I'm hoping that it doesn't get too heavy, A, for my phone, because I want to have you with me while I say goodbye. Because it has been a very good year. I've totally enjoyed it, met some new people, learned a lot, and so I just wanted to, just like I said, say goodbye. There's 118th Avenue, busy as usual. So, but as I, right now I'm going to the garden itself, like I said. We're just crossing in front of the carriage. Well, not crossing, but turning the corner. And, wow, is that loud? So I'm just hoping that everything goes okay, that it doesn't get too wet this afternoon. I brought my, work glove, some scissors, and a recycle bag. Why a recycle bag? Well, there are, should be some sunflower heads that even in their state right now, birds can use, so I'll put them in my yard. So, anywho, I'm going to finish walking and hope that we're going to be able to do what we want to do without too much rain. Thank goodness for the Vericorder, because that keeps rain from going in the headphone jack. So, talk in a minute. Okay. Now I'm at the garden. And what a difference. There's no comparison. So, that was a friend of ours named Gerard, and he helped with some of the carrots. I found it's either cabbage leaves or turnip leaves, all turnip leaves. So we're going to, I'm going to see about cooking them up. We've got lots of carrots here, small and thick and good and sweet. Very nice. But it's just like I said earlier, it's sad that the season's over, but a very positive experience nonetheless. It's hard to believe that it's over. Hopefully next year I will get out and about earlier, because in that way things will grow better. And I'm thinking of keeping the carrots, keeping trying a different variety of corn, maybe a taller variety, trying a doing squash again. Because that was good, and we always like squash. There's a double carrot. I'll have to take a photo of that. What else? We got some varieties of cucumber. But I wouldn't mind trying other varieties of stuff. Oh, there's another one. It's amazing what nature comes up with when you have two items growing side by each. Well, I shouldn't say nature. It's really God's bounty. I think we're going to be able to harvest the heads. To feed the birds. But I'll take a look at them. Well, that's a good sized clump. But that's not a carrot. Weeds. Seasonal weeds. Of course, that's gardening altogether, but more so in the spring and fall. So I am going to leave you for right now, and come back when I'm tearing down some stalks. Oh yeah, there's some good seeds in that. So the birds will be eating from us too. They'll get a little extra from God's bounty. See you in a few minutes. Okay, by the way, I should have told you that, ouch, not ouch, but I had, the rain stopped. That's really annoying because the frost came and this is a longer variety of corn. I started to get some corn cobs, but now because it's the fall, they've been, they have been stunted. So I'm kind of disappointed. I might grow them again next year. Oh, I've got to remember the Christmas is there. Get some help in digging them out. I can't remember the type of corn. It's a red corn. It only grew to 4 feet tall. But what little we got of it this year was really nice. It wasn't overly starchy, like some regular corns are. And this, sorry, I'm pulling my tomato plants. So. Let's pull it apart. But it was still a nice item. Wow, this potato plant, not potato plant, tomato plant has a thick stalk. I should, there's so many things that I could photograph. So that's pulled, but I have to snip the rope, so I'll do that in a few minutes. But then going back to this corn, it wasn't an overly sweet corn, which I do like better. This time didn't matter. Nice stalks. Oh yeah, see this one, if they would have come to fruition, that would have made a smaller cob. But really nice whole kernels. That's too bad it froze. going on that. But I'm not big on these and those, so I have to change it up. And that's some sort of vine. Very interesting. But might have been part of my noodle plant. There's a beet. Small beet. That'll be nice in a salad. Anyway, you get the picture. I'll bring you some more. My phone's getting kind of dirty. Okay. You know, if anybody says, oh, you know, it's fall, you can't find much treasures, especially if you find you've gone through your first frost, tell me that. They're full of it. Believe it or not, I just found some snow peas. And I just had one, and I'm going to have another. A little off this one, but the one I had before that was sweet. I was younger, that's why. So, I'm not saying that you'll never, that you won't get certain things, because some of it will be done. But I found a little treasure, and I'm really thankful for it. It's like, I go in expecting only to get some carrots. I find a beet. Of course, the carrots that I was expecting. And about four or five little peas, which I think for right now I'm going to put in my pocket. I have since taken out the humongous 6 foot plus stalk, or rather Gerard and I have. I'm going to take the heads home and try and hang them and see what we can do, because it's like I said, throughout the winter, I really think that the birds would enjoy them. Gerard said that he's going to help by moving all the debris to the garbage for me. I thank him for that. And so anyway, there's still a lot to do, but it's like I said, I couldn't believe the treasure. I'm good. There's a few other pea plants a little ways along. So, never know, I might find some more. Talk to you in a few. So anyway, I've been here about an hour. I'm maybe about a halfway done. But I decided to take a little break. It's a lot of hard work doing the weeding. I won't bore you with everything I found, but I will say at this time of year, you win some, you lose some. Like I said about the corn, if it was planted a bit earlier, I would have got more cobs. I found a small zucchini I left on there because I thought, okay, you never know, you might get some more good weather. Well, it did grow, but not much. So I wish I would have got it when I did, even though it would have been starchy. The treasures, like I said before, with the peas. And I don't know who sowed oats. It would have been intriguing to find out who did. Might have to update you on that if I ever find out. But I've got some more of them. So we'll figure out what to do with them. Stuff like that. But it's been a beautiful, beautiful summer. You win some, you lose some with regards to gardening. And at the end of the season, you kind of lose some, but you get these little high points with your last little treasures and in your harvest. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful summer and harvest and spring, like I said. And I'm hoping next year goes as well. Like I said, I'm going to change things up. And we'll see how it goes. Just like the farmers, we get the good, bad, and the ugly. But it's well worth it in the end. We're going to enjoy some beautiful carrots and stuff. And dream and pray about next year. But I just give God the glory and the thanks. And, you know, and it's so fitting that we just celebrated Canadian Thanksgiving. And it's thanks to God that we've got what we do have of this planet. And I just pray that we don't, as man, try to destroy it anytime soon. Anyway, I've rambled on way too long. I know some people are probably going, oh, will she stop? So anyway, Boo Sounds is going to be more of indoor stuff. I don't get out as much. Although there's a special event coming up near the middle of the month, so I'm looking forward to it. And you can expect some stuff coming from the Edmonton Expo. And then we'll go from there. But it's all going to be, a lot of it's going to be indoors. Figure out something. So until then, and may all your journeys be safe ones, take care of yourselves, and God bless. Bye. Don't know why I say goodbye, I say hello. Hello. I'm back. If not for a quick finish, boo. Just finished the garden as best as I can. It looks pretty forlorn. You'll see what I mean. I'm going to try and get the big barrel in it in the picture, and maybe the picture of my cart laden with all the stuff. But it's like I said before, farewell to thee, my garden. Garden who has given me lots of joy. Joy in the bounty of the seasons. Seasons that come and go. That's the start of it. If you check out the http://kingspoetry.wordpress.com in the next little while, you just might find the completion to that poem. God bless.